You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Good morning. We are going to be looking today more closely than I did yesterday at Made for Love, Loved by God. Yesterday's conversation was absolutely sparked by this book, and so I can still consider it my on-air book club. Don't have to go word for word in the book. If we did that, we would just be books on tape. Tape, look at me. I'm such an oldie. We just be on books on audio. What do they call it now? I don't know. Books on tape. That's what we're going to go with because that's the word stuck in my head. But we're not. We are a on-air book club. We take wonderful Catholic books and we let it lead us into some fantastic conversation. If you'd like to join the conversation, you are always welcome at 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4. I was teaching Bible study last night at my parish and telling some of the people there about the show and inviting them on to listen. We were using one of the books from many months ago. It was The Acts of the Apostle by Father William Anderson from Liguori. That was it, from Liguori Publications, pulling that out of my memory banks. And I was saying how I had him on the show and how sweet he was and inviting people to go listen to the podcast. It is, by the way, breadboxmedia.podbean.com for all the archives to the wonderful shows here at Breadbox Media. And someone said to me, you know, why are you live? And they said, why can't you just be recorded? You know, if you're not at Breadbox, well, we're all satellites. But I said, you know, I love being live. I love this interaction with us in real time. And you can send me messages over at Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook right now, right at this moment. If there's something on your heart and your mind and you need to, I love the availability that if there's something you need answered right at this moment, we can do that because we're together live. You can also call in anytime, 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4, or you could use that number as a text if you're not comfortable being on air. But you have a question or I've said something that's confusing, that'll never happen, right? You can always, 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4, or you can send me a message, allison@breadboxmedia.com. You can do that if you are listening on one of the podcasts, the archive, and not listening right now with me live. You can always send me a message if you have any questions, comments. I've noticed a couple of messages on Facebook. I apologize. A wonderful message from Tony. I really appreciate your thoughts and your encouragement. And I love the fact that we're soul sisters. I can't get enough of those in the world, quite honestly. So honored to be your soul sister. And I apologize because I didn't see it for a couple of days. Sometimes Facebook sticks people's comments over to the side and doesn't give me the notification that it's there. So I try to be diligent, but I am Squirrel Girl after all. So I did see it this morning. I responded, and I wanted to thank you very much for making that time to leave me an encouraging message and to share your heart with me. I'm just so honored, always so honored. And if any point during today's show or any show you have questions, comments, concerns, as my friend JR says, you can always send me a message, allison@breadboxmedia.com, A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, Facebook. So many different ways to get a hold of me. And again, 573-4-BREAD-4, 573-4-BREAD-4. I'm excited to have Father Peter John Cameron, Father Peter, who will be here tomorrow morning just for the first half of our show. He'll be here from 10:30. I guess that would make that to be precise, 10:27. But I'm excited that it was very, very last minute. So I'm grateful and for his graciousness. I think that's the word I'm looking for, to make time to be with us tomorrow and to share more about this wonderful book, Made for Love, Loved by God. it has never ceased to fail in the year and a half that we've been on air here at A Seeking Heart, breadboxmedia.com, that the books planned months in advance, usually, except for today, have come at exactly the moment that I've needed them. Navigating your finances God's way, the Beans Compass Catholic.org. I planned it at the beginning of the year, but I planned it months in advance for the 2016 kickoff. I just figure everyone's thinking about finances at the beginning of the year. No idea that how crucial that book would be to my life, my personal life at that time, but also how it's turned out to be a very crucial part of something that's coming down the pike again. Can't announce it yet, but keep me in your prayers and keep discernment and that I stay very, very connected to God's will in this, that it's His plan and His business plan, not mine. Needs to be all Him and not me, because everything that I've tried to be me has not completely failed, but I don't think it has blessed the way that the Lord probably intended it until I got in the way. So I really want this to be a huge blessing. So I'm asking for your prayers for God's will to be done in a really cool plan. So that book came at the perfect time. The crazy godsendance of Mary Tatarus' Pouse book, one that I had chosen when it came time to talk about it on the show. It had been removed from distribution, which Mary did not know at the time. And she suggested parenting a grieving child. And we had just lost Brett, and I was trying to parent Adam, who is grieving, still grieving. Keep Adam in your prayers as well. It was the perfectly timed book. It's just how amazing how the Lord works. And I guess that's part of what I discovered last night when I was sitting with Made for Loved, Loved by God. Again, Father Peter Cameron out from Servant Books. As I sat with this book when I got home from adoration, I taught a Bible study, and then I went to adoration, and then I came home, and I know this is unusual. I'd left my phone in my purse. I didn't open the computer. I sat in a chair with this book and just let the Lord speak to me. I just was amazed at how perfectly timed this book is right now in my life and what I really needed. Because I have given my life to God, and because I've made this my work as well as my passion and my personal devotion, you would think that I have it all figured out. Like, she must just be so, you know, close to God all the time, never doubts, never fears, never despairs. You'd be wrong. FYI, not so much. I think it's just human nature and a constant battle to stay close. You know, I spoke yesterday about how the greatest difficulty for me has been loving an unseen God and not making it like a part of my imagination. You know, how is this God and not just what I want it to be, what I will it to be, what I wish it to be? I thought about that love affair I had in my head with Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. Like, that to me was a very, very real love affair. I thought for sure he was going to get my fan letter and be madly in love with me as I was with him, and you know, swoosh me away to Def Leppard land. And luckily he did not, because it totally wasn't what God had for me. And I don't think I would have enjoyed it, quite honestly. No, not in hindsight. Would not have enjoyed that lifestyle or sharing Joe with the rest of his adoring fans. Not so much. I like having Kevin all to myself. Kevin's definitely the guy for me. So, you know, I think about how I was capable to create this entire love affair. Like, it was real emotion, you know, infatuation to the nth degree, not eating, not sleeping, thinking about him constantly, just a complete and utter love affair in my heart. So real, so very real. And I think about how if I'm able to create that, I mean, he was real. He's a real person, but I never met him. And for all I know, he could have been, you know, somebody's imagination. You know, that movie that I forget, the one with Jim Carrey's in it, where he's part of a TV show, but he's the only one who knows. So creative. So am I making this up? You know, is God for real? And I loved how Father Peter Cameron, again, the book is Made for Love, Loved by God, Servant Books. I loved how he explained this to us. He says, how have we come to the certainty about God and the love that he has for us? Simply by paying attention to our experience. In the encyclical on the love of God, Pope Benedict XVI writes, love is not merely a sentiment. God does not demand of us a feeling which we ourselves are incapable of producing. He loves us. He makes us see and experience his love. And since he has loved us first, quote unquote, love can also blossom as a response within us. And if it is true what St. Thomas Aquinas says, that every person's life consists in the affection that principally sustains him and which he finds his greatest satisfaction, and the key to happiness consists in discovering and clinging to that affection that unfailingly sustains us and generates the greatest possible satisfaction. And that is our affection for God. For God is the very author of our affections. God is love. And we experience him in our experiences. Those God-cidences, I may, you know, talk about them, you know, ad nauseum, as my husband would say, but ad nauseum, there it is. But truly, that's where I see God. When I'm sad or scared or worried or doubting, and I see a butterfly, or, you know, that Fidelity truck drives by, I can't time that truck. It doesn't come by at a normal time. It's come by at crazy times, but just when I need it. When I cling to those God-cidences, I know God is real. So much more to talk about. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Jigris here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart. Allison Jingras here on Breadbox Media. We are talking today about God's great love for us. God's love for us at all. Knowing that there's a God at all. It's so, so complicated. But it really shouldn't be complicated, because God would never call us to do something that's impossible. Nothing's impossible for God, but he also isn't mean, or as I used to think, honestly, this is how I pictured God. I pictured God as a father who was just waiting for me to come home late and be caught in my curfew and just be smote on the spot. You know, not grounded. No, not grounded, but really just smoted on the spot. Or condemned to hell forever. I didn't see God as loving or caring or interested in my day-to-day. I just saw him as punishing, and I was petrified. And so for part of my life, just thinking about God would panic me. So I wouldn't think about him. And then I got to a point where, you know, things were really difficult, and I felt abandoned. I felt that if this God that existed could make my life so miserable, then he either, one, doesn't really exist, or two, isn't really worth knowing, because obviously he doesn't care for me very much. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I've seen, one of the common links when I talk to people, and I've seen in my own life, my own child, that when we start to suffer, when things don't go as we think they should, if we're being a good person, if we're praying, being attentive to God and asking for his, you know, his help and guidance in our life, we feel like, I did anyway, that there should be some kind of like that was going to use a big word. It's in my head. It's not coming out. Oh, you know, that there should be some tit for tat. There we go. It's not a fancy word. We're just going to use it. What's the word I'm trying to? Oh, that's right. It's in my head. I can see it. Like, can you see words and not be able to pronounce them? God has such a great sense of humor. Anyway, like, I feel like there should be some give and take. Like, if I'm giving what God asks, then this should be a no-brainer, right? Then everything should go perfect. God should just make a way and make my way smooth. There should be always money in my account. Well, there is always food on my table. And that, actually, he does promise. He promises us a shelter, food, and clothes. And I can attest that no matter how empty my bank account has gotten and how overwhelmed and frightened I have gotten by my debt and this financial situation of my life, we've always had clothes, shelter, and food. And he promises that in the gospel. So, but there's still sickness. There's still financial stress and strife. There's still strife in the family. There's still death. There's still all of these things that I want to avoid with every fiber of my being. I was going to not go to this chapter quite so soon, but you know what? The Holy Spirit's in charge and we're just going to go with it. So there's a whole chapter here, the inner side of love, and it's suffering. And I don't like suffering. I try to avoid it with every fiber of my being, and I'm not even kidding. I don't really keep a lot of track of my prayers, though I do have a prayer journal. But I would gather a good guess would be that there's probably easily more than 80% of my prayers are, Lord, protect me from, Lord, save me from, Lord, if it be your will, but please don't let it be. Don't let this happen. Don't let this be, you know, the worst case scenario. And honestly, 99% of the time, it isn't. My worry has been for naught. And I haven't added a moment to my lifespan, again, from the scriptures. Can any of you add a moment to your lifespan by worrying? Is that not the best scripture verse ever? I try to like make it all work towards what I want by worrying, but it doesn't. You know, just... And God says, don't worry, don't be afraid. 365 times it says in the Bible, do not be afraid. It's like once a day, God's like trying to remind you. It's like your once a day God vitamin. Don't worry. Even if the worst case scenario happens, I still have you in the palm of my hand. And as Father Peter Cameron in this book, Made for Love, Loved by God, expresses and shares with us, it's in that suffering that we grow in our understanding of God and our reliance on God. He brings good from these things that we try to avoid with all of our, for me, with all of my being. He says here, this is from St. Rose of Lima. Our Lord spoke these words to St. Rose of Lima. Let all people know that grace comes from tribulation. Let them know that without the burden of afflictions, it is impossible to reach the height of grace. Grace, again, Allison's abridged version, is the undeserved yet freely given gift of God's Holy Spirit within us. It's, again, God's unrelenting gift of His Holy Spirit, unmerited, unearned, just because He loves us. His Holy Spirit that's within us, that helps us to be guided to His will, to love Him, to serve Him, to choose the path that's the holiest, and that holiness being the one that's the one that brings us to Him. You know, holiness has like a bad rap, I think. We think we picked the holy path. It's going to be boring. It's going to be unfulfilling. We're just going to be buying time until we're dead. Not at all. What I mean, does God, if you really think about God, is God boring? He created a platypus. This man has a sense of humor. He's not boring. He created teenagers. He obviously has a sense of daring. Like, God is not boring. He is so much more than we make Him. I used to put God in a little box, you know, my God box. I made Him boring. I made Him vengeful and scary. And I didn't really let Him have my life. I didn't surrender it. Didn't offer it. And then I wondered where He was. And I wondered why I felt so alone. So if you have the love of Christ in your heart, you are never alone. If you have the love of Christ in your life, in your heart, you are never alone. Last night I came home from, I started saying this earlier, I came home from Bible study and then I went to adoration and I just sat in a chair with this book. This is why I love spiritual reading so much. The words in this book were exactly what I needed to hear yesterday. You know, as I struggle to feel God's love, I struggle to battle anxiety and depression and the fears that just, you know, and my depression isn't the clinical one anymore. Mine is just kind of like, this world kind of stinks. Bad stuff happens. I'm getting older. Like, you know, I love. I know I say that a lot, but I really do. Love that the Lord has put on my heart to ask for your prayers. Don't forget, over reconciledtoyou.com, there's a new page for prayer requests. If the website is working, please pray for this website. Oh, makes me crazy. Anyway, the devil, if he can't get to your heart, will get to your technology. Trust me, if he can't take you down, he's going to take down your website. Mark my words. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Or if he can't get, he'll just go to your weakest link. And apparently my weakest link is debt firms. But I'd love to pray for you. But one of the difficulties with somebody who has anxiety, acute anxiety that I have, reading people's prayer requests, especially when they're very detailed, it can cause me great anxiety. I start to see the bad things that can happen and the trials that people have. And there's a reason I don't watch certain things on television. I'll usually just watch sports, even though that's frustrating. There's not too much that can trigger my anxiety. Like, my anxiety is very much triggered when I read true stories about people who, you know, get sick or have accidents, or, you know, wake up one morning and they're fine, and by the end of the day, they're in a coma. Like, this stuff's like really messes with my head. I almost swore. This stuff really messes with my head. And it really requires God's great grace in my heart and in my life to be able to do what he's called me to do. And most of that days, that's just, he's just calling me to be a human being, to reach out to people, to love people. You know, I was, you called the other day to really comfort somebody. That's really difficult for me. I'm not a terribly affectionate person. I'm very uncomfortable with hugs. I will, and I won't hate you for hugging me, but I'm uncomfortable with them. It takes me a little bit to get, physical touch is a little bit much for me. And I think it probably comes from my history, from my childhood, but I struggle with this. And, you know, with somebody and they really needed comfort, and I knew that the Lord was calling me to do it, but it was difficult. But I could just feel their affliction was far worse than mine. You know, their pain and suffering was far worse than anything that would have come for me to just reach out. And I was so grateful in the end that I had the courage to do that. And I think that all of this really just comes from letting God's grace work within us. You know, he makes us a better person. He gives us the strength we don't think we have. He will comfort us. And last night, as I held the book, Made for Love, Loved by God, it was God's hug for me. It was his words that enveloped my heart and really felt like a heavenly hug. And so I really do love spiritual reading. I encourage it, because in these words, when you think you're just picking up a book to learn something, you are going to be brought so much deeper into relationship with God. God uses other people to make himself known. You know, it could just seem like a coincidence, right? Oh, well, you know, this book just happened to be sent to you by Sarah Reinhart, even though she was sending you other books that you asked for. This one just, she said, fell off the shelf for me. So she just, you know, followed through with that nudge, right? It was just coincidence. So much more than coincidence. And I just happened to have my guest cancel, right? So much more than just coincidence. We're going to pick up with more about Made for Love, Loved by God, right here on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We're talking today about God's love for us with the book that just happened to be sent to me almost 2 years ago, I think. I was trying to figure out during the break how long ago Sarah Reinhart sent me this book. And if you're wondering where she was this month, we have kids on school vacation, so it's a little harder for the summer for us to connect, but we're going to do our best. And we ran a show this week, or last week, I forget when we ran it, but we ran an encore with one of our past favorites, and we will have her back again with a fresh show in July, God willing. But if not, definitely by the fall when all our little kiddos go back to school. But so Sarah sent me this book, and then this week, my guest wasn't able to come on the show, and I wanted just to wait and do their book another time, even though I can do a book without them showing. I think it's kind of neat, don't you? I think it's really cool that we have been so blessed that every author, pretty much, I think, yeah, every author, if they're living, that I have covered on the show has come on, and I think that's just incredible. Talk about God's grace at work, right? So it's kind of funny. I keep saying that word, right? I just told somebody to stop using it. I think it's I think it's my punishment for being unnecessarily rude. Like, let them say whatever they want. I'm sure people get tired of me saying just saying. Or so you think, oh, that's not how this works. I guess everybody has their own little catchphrase. Back to the show, Allison. Squirrel girl, see, if you ever wonder, it's always wonderful once in a while to show you why. And so Sarah sent me this book, and then I wanted to look for a new book, and it literally just appeared on the bookshelf. It got moved somehow to the top of the pile, and I thought, okay, that looks, and I remember her saying to me, I don't know why, but I know God wants you to have this book, Made for Love, Loved by God. And I've moved it a few times and looked at it, but this week I pulled it off the shelf yesterday. I mean, I read a little bit, obviously, for yesterday's show, but I finished it up last night, and I really like curled up with it and gave it all my attention. Not just read it so I could talk to you about it, but read it so God could talk to me in it. It's a big difference. And when I do that, I'm always blown away by God's amazing love for me. I can't create this in my own head if I tried, because I can't create the world. I can't make things happen in the world. I can't make butterflies fly by. I can't make, I think I shared the story that I was really worried about some health stuff, and I went to a new doctor. I was supposed to go to a different, it's the same like health facility, but they accidentally sent my phone call instead of the one I was supposed to go to one actually closer to my home. That worked out nicely. And they were like, oh yeah, we have openings. And it's the same, it's still covered. So why don't you just come here? I'm thinking 5 minute drive, actually not even 15 minute drive. Okay. So I'm sitting in the office and I'm absolutely a mess. I'm not good with doctor stuff. I don't know about you, but I always think worst case scenario, because I'm also anxiety girl. So I go right to the worst case scenario, very sure that everything that I was feeling and experiencing was the worst case scenario. So I'm just praying and just kind of trying to be relaxed. I walk into the doctor's office, and in case this is the first time listening for you, God sends me butterflies and roses and fidelity trucks to help me out. The roses started when I started praying to St. Therese of Lisieux. She sends roses as a sign that when you finish a novena, that she's taken your prayer to God. You don't know whether God's going to answer it the way you want or the way he wants. Oh, wait, it's always going to be the way he wants. Sometimes you guys agree on stuff. Sorry about that. So the roses come from St. Therese, and I've been getting roses now for, over 8 years, because I think I started praying it when I was preparing I started praying to St. Therese when I was in high school. I'm going to make a note. I got to tell you that high school story of St. Therese. Making a note so I stay on task here. So, and then I get butterflies. That started when I was praying to adopt my daughter, Faith. My daughter is adopted from China. She's profoundly deaf, and butterflies are deaf. And in fact, in Australia, if you are a driver and you are deaf, there needs to be a giant butterfly decal on your car that it lets the police know that you are a deaf driver. So butterflies and roses. And they just come in crazy ways. You know, people will say the word, or I'll see pictures of them, or I'll actually see a butterfly or a rose, or just crazy, crazy things that happen with butterflies and roses. I keep track of them all in my journals. Someday I'll have to write them all down. So I go into this doctor's office, the one I wasn't supposed to go to, and in the room they bring me into, the table that you lay on, you know, that paper, they put that safety paper, that wax paper they put down for you. It is covered in roses and butterflies. Covered in roses and butterflies. I actually took a picture of it because I was like, I'm seeing things. I need to take a picture and send this to my husband and my friends to make sure that they're also seeing that this is real. There are truly roses and butterflies on this doctor's table. And as the case would have it, praise God, I was fine. I was well. I'm good so far to go. And I had that comfort of the roses and the butterflies. So I have no idea. That's so funny. Where I was going with the roses and the butterflies. Okay. So anyway, God sends signs and I can't make them up. And no idea. Yeah, I was so worried about that story. So God says roses and butterflies. Oh my gosh, call me. 573-4BREAD-4. 573-4BREAD-4. Save me from my own self. What story was I just going to tell you? Well, I'll tell you the, but that must have been the story, that there was roses and butterflies. Just that God makes himself known to me. That must have been it. I have no idea. I'll listen to this later so that I'm actually working on a blog series, Unfinished Thoughts or Finished Thoughts, because I know there are so many times I'm going down one way and then I squirrel another way and I don't always make it back. So I want to make sure I get all those finished thoughts. So I was going to tell you the story about Saint Therese and praying to her. I did start in high school. My friend's mom gave me a card. I still have it. ADD special novena. Novena is me nine. It's usually 9 days. This is a 5-day prayer. The first time I prayed it, I'll tell you exactly what I prayed for. I was 15 years old. I prayed for a boyfriend. So I must have been 16. Maybe I was 16 because I prayed for a boyfriend, a job, and my license. Those three things. That's what I prayed for: a boyfriend, a job, and my license. I must have been just turning 16. Well, I finished the novena and I went to a friend's, my mother's friend's house, and I was playing badminton in the backyard with this friend's kids, and I tripped and landed in a rose bush. And I landed with my knee on a cement block. I was like, really? So that was my answer to my prayer, was like, get over yourself. And so I actually ended up laughing and thinking, okay, that's funny, God. I think I'm not supposed to be worrying about this stuff. Within a month, I had all three. I actually had three jobs. Careful what you pray for. I had an awesome boyfriend who actually turned out to eventually become my husband. And I did get my license, and I ended up in a really bad car accident shortly after, hit by a drunk driver, 7 o'clock in the morning on the way to school. Scary, huh? So perhaps, again, careful what you pray for. Let God lead you. Let God love you. That's the lesson I got from this book. I can't ignore God's sentences in my life because there's just too many of them. I can't make those, I was going to tell you, I couldn't make those butterflies and flowers be in that doctor's office if I tried. I couldn't. Thank you to my guardian angel, who I think saves me more than often to keep my brain back to where it belongs. So this suffering that I tried to avoid it from last segment, Father Peter John Cameron, Made for Love, Loved by God, our book for this week, out from Servant Books. Oh, for a couple of years ago, but I checked on the website today and it is still available. You can also find it on Amazon and ChristianBooks.com. I think they had it as well. It's always great for us to buy our Christian books from Christian sellers if we can. You know, getting them from Amazon is great. Free shipping is fantastic. You know, who doesn't like a bargain? But I think if you look around, you can also find it different ways. If you have a local Catholic bookstore, go there first. They can often get these books for you. You might not get it that moment. You might have to wait a couple days. But let's support our Christian books and Catholic bookstores so that they can keep in business, because they're trying to serve the Lord. And you know, if you ever have a favorite restaurant and you go once and then the next time you want to go, maybe a year or two later, it's gone. And you think, oh, I really liked that place. Well, if you really like it, help them stay in business and go to it more often. Same thing with our Catholic booksellers. Let's support them by purchasing our books like Made for Love, Loved by God from them. We pick up after these messages, we're going to look more at God's great love for us. I'm going to read some more from the book and just really help us understand my biggest problem, maybe yours, was thinking I had to be perfect, absolutely perfect for God to love me. And until I could figure things out, I avoided God. I thought, you know, once I realized he was real and I was in awe of him and I knew of his greatness, I thought, I can't come to him broken. That's not going to work. I need to figure all things out. And then once I'm perfect, I will come to him. And then I read Romans 5:8, and I realized that while I was still a sinner, God sent Christ to die for my sins. He ain't waiting. He ain't waiting for me to be perfect. He is sharing his son with us. He has bought through his time on the cross our redemption. And that, if that doesn't show love, right? What does? He is such a loving God. Let's stay tuned and learn more about God's great love for us right here on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We're talking this week about Made for Love, Loved by God. I talked about it yesterday. Going to finish up with this last segment. And tomorrow morning, Father Peter John Cameron, the author of Made for Love, Loved by God, will join us for the morning, for just the morning, for the first half of the show, which happens to be in the morning, 10 a.m. You can also, by the way, catch A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on replay at 4 o'clock, just for the summer, while we get, just as we get ready for the new lineup coming up. I'm going to be at the 4 o'clock spot as a rebroadcast. So if you miss me in the morning and you want to stay attached to Breadbox Media, catch me at 4 o'clock. We are talking today about Made for Love, Loved by God, loving God, God loving us. See, and here was my problem. I thought I had made too many mistakes, way too many mistakes, for God to love me, for sure, I thought. But that's not how it works. I know, that's not how any of this works. Sorry, had to say it. I had to say it. God does not wait for us to be perfect. God does not need for us to be perfect. You know what? God doesn't need anything from us, quite honestly, except for us to accept his love. See, that's the funny thing about free will, is that God is not going to break through and force us to do anything. Like, if I told you tomorrow, I just met somebody on the street and I bring them to your house and I say, hey, welcome, meet so-and-so, and so-and-so, meet so-and-so, and now this is your new husband or wife, and you're welcome, goodbye. Are you going to be happy? Like, do you want an arranged marriage? Do you want an arranged relationship with Christ? Or do you want to discover him on your own? You know, reading his words, his love letters. Like, I think of the Bible as a love letter. So reading his love letters to us and spending time with him in the sacraments. You know, this is a tangible. If you're somebody who needs to feel something and have a tangible relationship with God, then the sacraments are for you, because we get to hear the priest. We get to feel the oils. We get to see the Eucharist. We get to ingest the Eucharist. We get to taste, see. Like, the sacraments make our five senses experience God. We get to see the Eucharist. We get to see the priest. We get to hear the words. We get to feel and taste and smell the incense, right? I love the smell of incense. It can be a little overbearing, a little bit much, a little over the top sometimes, but I absolutely love the smell. We have the smells and bells of the Catholic faith, as some people say. I love that. It is a full body experience if you let it be. It really is. It is more than just imaginary relationship or something in your head. God makes himself known. He is in all of creation. He's in the trees and the wind and the storms. He is in our friends. He is in the words that we read, the songs. So one of the things I did last night as I was curled up with this book, I just kept thinking of this David Crowder song, just kind of rolling around in my head, how he loves. And it's just, it was perfect. I think I played it like 7 times. You ever just get the song in your head and you have to kind of just see it through. It brings up a certain emotion, and it's the emotion that even if you don't feel like having it at the time, you know it's the one you need. And so I needed a little cry last night, I think. I think I need a little release. So I just kept listening to, he is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane, and I am the trees, bending beneath the wind of his love and mercy. Isn't that beautiful? That's how I feel sometimes, just bending, succumbing, but not in a forcible way. Okay, hurricanes are pretty forcible. All right, so maybe my imagery isn't exactly on point today, but just that, think of a flower then instead, just the gentle breeze, just bending it. Bending my will, because my will isn't good. My will seeks what it wants. It doesn't seek what's best. It thinks it knows, but I don't. I think I know what's going on. I think I know what God wants for me, but I totally don't. I'm human. I couldn't possibly know. But I have to bend my will. I have to open my heart and invite God in. He wants to love me he loves me without abandon. He loves me without conditions, but I need to open my heart and allow him to do that in me so that I feel it, receive it, accept it. And it's not hard. It just feels hard. It just feels impossible sometimes, but it's not. And one of the chapters here in Father Peter Cameron's book, Made for Love, Loved by God, is friendship with God. And I love this. It takes it from Blessed Simon Fidati of Cassia. As good as anybody what that actually says. So Blessed Simon, we'll go with that. Christian friendship, this is how it's described. And this is our friendship with Christ if we allow him and invite him into one. Christian friendship gives trust in life, a protection and a staff supporting even those who have shown weakness, a sure refuge, a haven from the sea, release from prison. And sometimes that prison is our own hearts. It's our own fears. It's our own anxieties. It's our own doubts. He frees us from those. Freedom from slavery, slavery from our sins. You know, I struggle with envy. I struggle with gluttony. I love food, but I don't just love food for its nourishment. I love food that I hide it sometimes, you know, that there's 2 cupcakes and I want both of them. I've been known to put one where nobody's going to look, right? When my kids were homeschooled, I used to put it in the cabinet where their homeschool was. I knew nobody was going to go in there looking for that cookie or that cupcake. True story. And then if they did, they got a great reward. And I thought maybe perhaps if they found it in there, they'd go there more often. It didn't work. Nobody found it. And I just got heavy. And I just ate more cupcakes and cookies. Christian friendship is an invaluable abode of divine protection. It's a tower of safety, a vineyard of joy. It's a pleasure garden of consolation. It's a full storehouse. It is a mirror of brightness and intellectual vision. Is the comforts of life are shared, a pious mother, an obliging attendant, a ready handmaid. I wish that handmaid made beds and vacuumed and washed windows. Just saying. That's what I thought when I saw it. God's love is so beyond anything you and I can think of or put words to. But you know what? Father Peter John Cameron, in his book From Servant Books, Made for Love, Loved by God, did a pretty good job of putting them into words that you and I can understand. It's his providence when we don't expect it. It's his comfort when we need it the most. It's little surprises. You know, like when somebody gives you a gift you weren't expecting. It's not your birthday. It's not Christmas. Just because they love you. I read a book that called those Kisses from the King. God's love is something that you and I can experience. We can if we allow ourselves to. How are you going to allow God in? What do you need to do to allow God in? It's different for each of us. For me, you know, maybe it started on Tuesday when I did my spiritual trifecta, when I got up and went to Mass and then brought communion to the ill, into the homebound. And then when I was able that evening to travel with some of my friends to an adoration night, liftedhigher.com for more information, how awesome that may be. That is maybe for you. It travels all over Massachusetts, but I also know they travel out of state. So liftedhigher.com. But it was adoration. It was music, praising and worshiping God, and how that opens my heart to recognize him and to feel him and to experience him. And then confession, experiencing him in Christ in persona Christi, experiencing Christ in the presence of the priest, I mean, in persona Christi, hearing his voice, receiving absolution, feeling that grace just abound in my heart. To experience grace, God's undeserved yet freely given gift of himself, and he is love. So if we want to experience God's love, we need to embrace grace. As Father Peter reminds us, sometimes that grace comes in tribulation. I spend a lot of time praying that won't. I hope that I'm going to experience grace in prayer, sacrament, and scripture, that I'm going to be comforted and strengthened and upheld in not bad situations, without tribulation. Here's hoping, without affliction. But I do see in my past where the afflictions have led to a deeper relationship with Christ. Maybe not immediately, but that hindsight 2020 thing is pretty powerful. Maybe you need to have a review with God. Spend some time in prayer. Take a walk. Ask your guardian angel to reveal to you where God is in your life right now, how he's loving you, where he wants to love you, and how you can allow that love to happen. Don't miss tomorrow's show with Father Peter John Cameron, Made for Love, Loved by God, his new book out from Servant Books. And if you haven't already done so, I invite you over to breadboxmedia.com. Click on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras and learn more about the friend of the show. For me, for $10 or more a month, you can become a premium member of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. I'll send you a squirrel or a bracelet, a rosary bracelet. You get 10 extra entries into every giveaway. You get to hang out the last Wednesday of every month on a special Google Hangout and exclusive content over on my Breadbox Media page. I hope you will prayerfully consider becoming a friend of the show. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.